A Share in Christ's Glory, April 28. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that, when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Follow your Savior through evil as well as good report, count it all joy, and a sacred honor, to bear the cross of Christ. Jesus loves you. He died for you. The majesty of heaven, the King of glory, left his riches, his splendor, his honor and glory, and, in order to save sinful man, condescended to a life of humility, poverty, and shame, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. Oh, why are we so sensitive to trial and reproach, to shame and suffering, when our Lord has given us such an example? Who would wish to enter into the joy of their Lord while they were unwilling to partake of his sufferings? What? The servant unwilling to bear the humility and shame and reproach which the Master bore unselfishly for him. The servant shrinking from a life of humility and sacrifice which is for his own eternal happiness, by which he may finally obtain an exceedingly great, and eternal reward. The language of my heart is, let me be a partaker with Christ of his sufferings, that I may finally share with him the glory.